sins. As I go running down your street, I will squeeze the life right out of you. You will make me laugh and make me cry. And though we try to forget it, you will make me call your name as I shout into the blue summer sky. And we may never meet again, so shed your skin, let's get started. And you will throw your arms around me. You will throw your arms around me.
I have dreamed of you in the daytime, and I have watched you in your sleep. I met you in high places, touched your head and touched your feet. And though I disappear from out of view, you know I will never say goodbye. And now I try to forget it, you will make me call your name as I shout into the blue summer.
Get started, and you will throw your arms around me. And you will throw your arms around me.
Yes, you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Oh, In the 30 seconds this public service announcement will run, the United States will spend $161,146 on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ever wonder about where your tax money goes? More information on how your tax money is being spent can be found at nationalpriorities.org.
WMFO in Medford, 10:12 in the morning. I am Mike. I'll be here with you till 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. But they're not just coming in today. They're strutting in after 3 years. It's Jane, DJ Jane, who hasn't been here in 3 years. And I can't wait to see her. And yeah, I mean, it's exciting for her to come back and be in this room and be on this board and just play stuff for you. So don't miss it. Stick around. 11 a.m. Something about the women. All right. Let me tell you what I did in that very last set. Started off New Noise with Guided by Voices. You know, what can I say? They put out so much stuff, as I said. This is from a brand new record that's coming out called La La Land, and that was released into Dementia. every little while, you just got to spin this record from Jeff Buckley. Yeah, that was the title track from Jeff's 1994 record called Grace. Unbelievably great stuff. What a terrible loss that he's not here anymore. Third song of the set, collaboration between Neil Finn and Eddie Vedder that I found somewhere back in 2020. And at that point, we were out of here. We weren't in WMFO at all. I was playing music on Mark Skin Radio, and I played that, and everybody's jaw just dropped, probably like yours just did. What a great collaboration. It's from a record that came out in 2020, as I said. It's a collection called Crucible, The Songs of Hunters and Collectors. Of course, I wrote Hungers. That was Throw Your Arms Around Me, Crowded House. I've covered that as well. And, of course, Neil Finn is from Crowded House. So that was a treat to hear that. As well as the fourth song of the set from Boston's own Robin Lane. Her brand new record that came out just last year in 2022 called Dirt Road to Heaven on our local Red on Red Records. That was Woman Like That. And a great track from Blake Morgan, also came out in 2022. His record is called Violent Delights. That was Down Below or Up Above. Complete earworm on that one. Really like that song. All right, at 10:14 in the morning, I have new noise from some new favorites of ours. They're from Nottingham, UK, and the band is called Sharp Class. As I've mentioned before, Linda from one of our favorite local bands here told us all about their tour in London, and they met them. Their new record is called Tales of a Teenage Mind, and it's Linda from Chelsea Curve. They're going to be playing with them here in May. They're coming here. So this is Sharp Class from Tales of a Teenage Mind. New noise. This is called I've Got It Coming at WMFO.
I'm not afraid to die. giving up, it's been on repair. Where to go and who to be when that door opens up for me? My pain, my past, my fears, my hell. I feel the sun upon my face, touch the grass for the grace. It's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough, it's I'm.
WMFO in Medford, 10:33 in the morning. I'm Mike, and something awesome, wonderful just happened. Remember I told you maybe Jane would be here in person? She's here. She just walked through the door, and we just freaked out because it's like, 3 years to not be able to see her. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have her on the mic, and she's over there doing a little happy dance, but I'm like... it's very emotional, and it's awesome to see my friend again after so long. So we're going to, Jane and I will talk, and, you know, yeah, I have no words. So anyway, started off the last set with that awesome band from Nottingham, UK, called Sharp Class, from their great record that came out just at the tail end of last year, I think, or at the beginning of last year, but last year, anyway. Tales of a Teenage Mind is that CD. That's I've Got It Coming. Fire King from that awesome 2015 disc called Double Trouble. That was She Got Soul. Saw Anthony the other day when Randy Black was playing at the Plow and Stars, and I had some friends of mine there that are younger, which is not hard to do. And they were sort of, you know, just... Anthony was just not playing. He was just sitting there in the audience. And actually, that's not true. Anthony did a solo set. So anyway, my friend said to me, who is that guy? He's so good. Why don't I know him? So it was great because my friend bought that record, which is such a great record. Double Trouble from Fire King. There is more from Fire King coming out. There is. There is. Peppermint Kicks, Boston's own Sal Baglio and the great Dan Kopko is in there too, from 2021's initial release of the Peppermint Kicks. I Don't Hear a Single. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists from 2012, a record called Shake the Sheets. That was me and Mia. And, you know, the fifth song of the set there, what can I say? Such a beautiful, flowing, gorgeous, emotional song from our friends in Girl with a Hawk. That's their latest, called Same Stars. Just beautiful. Boston musicians, you know, you can't get any better than that. Okay, another Boston musician is going to start off the very next set. This band is called Christian Montgomery. And, God, I hate it when things get cut off. And the Winter Kill Band, and they had a record back in 2020, I believe. Yeah. And that's called, this is called The Gravel Church is the record. And this is Foolish Devil. This is a wonderful Boston band here, everybody. It's New Noise at WMFO.
Oh, that's enough said. Sweet, don't tell me lies. She knows my heart is cold, but my soul's on fire. When she calls me by my Christian name, it's an invitation to the flames. The devil ain't seen nothing like. Give up his tail for a kiss. Ain't got no one like her in hell. But he's only fooling himself. First, 'cause she cannot leave me with this thirst. The woman's like the cup of wine. She's my connection to the divine. The devil ain't seen nothing like this.
Like summer's breeze. It was a fake secondhand fur, and she wore it with style. Beneath a blue sodium glow, street lamps flickered on her smile. It was the first day of the year, evergreen had turned to brown, and we stood 12 inches apart, and then she turned around. January, February, darkness falls by five. January, February, daylight losing time. Now, January is cold and dark, and when she walked away, it chilled around my heart. And February is a bitter wind, and I don't believe she'll be coming back this way again.
Cold and lonely.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:53 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm going to tell you what I played, but I'll start with the first one, then we'll get to the last one that we just heard, because I'm still, like, got goosebumps from that one. So, and then I'm going to introduce the person who hasn't been here in 3 years, and I can't believe she's here. So we started off that set with Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band, a Boston band, from a record that came out in 2020 called The Gravel Church. That was Foolish Devil. Crow Follow, who I saw last night at the Burren, from their debut record that came out last year called Red Velvet Radio. What a great title for an album. That was The Ride of Our Lives. It's my favorite from them. What a great band they are. The great Lucinda Williams from 1998's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. That was Metal Firecracker. And, Jane, you can join me for this one. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
I know it's radio, so you really can't see us, but we are both beaming. This is incredible. It's an amazing moment.
I can't believe
you're
back.
I get to see you again.
Can't believe you're back. So anyway, let's talk about that one. Something happened when I played that song that seems to happen every time I have someone here and I play Boston's own Adam Sherman. I mean, that's what happens. That's from a 2001 record that he did called Songbird. It's his own composition called January, February. And, you know, besides the fact that today actually feels like January, February for the first time in a while. I mean, what can you say? I mean, what a beauty. You said the same thing. You're like, wait a minute, who is that?
Yeah. And what can I say? Is what I can say.
Yeah, he just does a beautiful
absolutely beautiful. Great technique, great band. That was amazing, Mike.
Yeah.
But, you know, you play such amazing stuff. You run the gamut. You really feature not just the new stuff, but the local stuff.
And the local stuff is it.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome.
So how you been in the last 3 years?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot has happened, right? A lot has happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a wild thing to be listening to you, as I do on Saturdays, and then to get to come in and, you know, many of you know this, that some of us have been doing remote broadcast, and all of us were doing it for a while, but then Mike came back to the studio, and that was really cool, because he does a lot of in-studio interviews with bands, and it's been a wonderful thing to listen to, and now it is my turn to stick my toe in that water of the return, so here it is, today. Almost 3 years ago.
I know. March 20th or something, 2020, was the date after which they shut everything down.
Yep.
So it's been
it's been a long time.
I know. Yeah. So I've been talking to you via email and stuff. You would tell me, you know, that I'm going to be on, you know, remember to start the recording.
I'm going to be on, but just push play.
I know. And we always did.
Yep.
So let me get back to asking you what I used to way back when. What's going on the show today, Jane?
Well, Mike, as you know, when I host, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll do one about, you know, like returning or coming back or something like that. I'm not going to do that. I decided, you know, there's so much stuff going on in the world, which can really be a downer. Today's six pack is the antidote to that. It's about surviving and thriving. So our six pack today is surviving and thriving. And that's what we're going for today.
I would expect nothing less, and I'm going to take that to heart because, you know, with balloons being shot down and whatever else, and the ridiculousness that goes around with the commentary. Yeah, I'm so happy to have Jane back on the radio. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave you with a new noise, and Jane, in your honor, I'm going to do it with a female lead vocal in a local band.
It's one of my favorites, I got to say.
Kiss and Tell from Kid Gulliver. You know, her voice is just awesome.
Yeah.
And welcome back, Jane. So happy to have you here. Everybody stick around for Something About the Women. She's coming up right after this. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll come back again next week at 9. Thanks, everybody.
You could win that game.
Kid Gulliver. Woohoo. Everybody, this is Jane. Woohoo. And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. It is almost 11 o'clock, and we are about to start another Saturday edition of Something About the Women.
Small town, big top, backed up against the wall, and nothing's quite what I thought.